So we're hearing more and more about anti-angiogenics, Leora, in combination with checkpoint therapy. There was a big renal cell paper that was just presented at ASCO GU, which was, I think it was pembro, axitinib. TKIs have been looked at, that kind of a strategy. You have Bev in lung cancer, atezo-Bev. Just kind of curious what you think about that idea. I don't know, is ramucirumab being looked at also with combined with checkpoint inhibitors?
So there is a trial that's looking at pembro and ramucirumab, and Roy Herbst had that initial data with pembro and ramucirumab in patients with non-small cell lung cancer. I think the data is interesting. I was recently at a meeting, and I sort of put up a sarcastic slide that I called it the obligatory synergy slide, where drug X increases T cell and causes immune death. I think you can rationalize almost any combination. I think the axitinib data with the IO is definitely exciting compared to what we saw with sunitinib alone in renal cell. And I think the sitravatinib data in IO failures has been interesting, where we're seeing responses with sitravatinib and nivolumab in patients who've progressed on other checkpoint inhibitors. And so I think it's still to be determined where it fits into the lung cancer patient treatment regimens. We have an IIT at Vanderbilt with nivolumab and vorolanib in non-small cell squamous and thymic. And for the non-small cell, we're including IO failures. And so there definitely is a hint of efficacy there. Whether or not we'll move it to the first line setting or which combination to give it with, I think is something that is going to be sorted out in the next few years.
Really interesting.